What's all the shouting?
You read the headlines every day in the press of Atlantic City. Now, hear the voices behind the stories, along with the newsmakers that make it happen. Business, entertainment, food, sports. Like you've never heard it before. Off the Press with Scott Cronick.
All right, welcome to Hour 2 of this Monday edition, post-Super Bowl edition of Off the Press with Scott Cronick. I should have had Dave Weinberg calling today, but I think I forgot to ask him. So sometimes he just calls on Mondays anyway. So maybe we'll send him a text and he'll give us his Super Bowl wrap up and what he thought about it. Waiting to talk to who am I looking at here? Dr. Indra Sadambi. So Dr. Indra Sadambi is recognized as a leading expert and pioneer in the field of addiction medicine. She founded the Center for Network Therapy, New Jersey's first state-licensed ambulatory outpatient detoxification care and treatment facility, and currently serves as medical director. And I believe she's supposed to call in if she remembers. And she basically is going to talk to us about gambling addiction, which I think is a pretty cool topic here. But she also deals with other addictions as well. So if she does call in, you can call in and ask her question, 609-927-1100. Going to have a lot of giveaways this month, so that should excite you guys. And because we appreciate the way you listen, so we want to reward you as we are doing this Love in the Air promotion now. We are 4 for 4 giving away out all of these things. Congratulations to Marilyn Burnson of Egg Harbor Township, who won in the 9 o'clock hour. Patricia Botson of Egg Harbor Township, who won the 11 o'clock hour. Glenn Pratt of Pleasantville, who won in the 1 o'clock hour. And now Viola Craig, congratulations to the four winners. Will we go 5 for 5 today? You'll have to find out at 8 o'clock as Mr. Klein, Dan Klein, will announce the fifth winner. And we only have 5, so we might give all 5 today. So that's pretty exciting. Hope that you win, whoever gets chosen in the 8 o'clock hour. We are going to give away tickets as soon as I have them in my hands, and they're supposed to be on their way, for a great event going to happen at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. So calling all amateur archaeologists, Lost Egypt is the next great exhibit now open to the Franklin Institute. Uncover ancient secrets and see a real human mummy. Tickets are on sale now if you go to fi.edu, Franklin Institute, fi.edu. Sounds kind of cool. And I'm going to have someone call in about the exhibit as well. I think that's happening as we speak. Lost Egypt, a great new exhibit at the Franklin Institute, a fun place. And I'm going to have someone about that call in, because I like to tell you what's going on in Philly too, because I think that's cool to know what's going on in Philadelphia. But Lost Egypt, check them out. Go to fi.edu, fi.edu, and we're going to have tickets for that. We're going to have actually a bunch of tickets to give away for that. Almost one a day this month. As soon as they're in my hand, we will give away tickets for Lost Egypt. So if you're into the Franklin Institute and into exhibits, you certainly want to listen to this show as we give those away. And I'll talk about what else we're going to give away in a little bit. Before we get to Dr. Indra Sadambi, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. This new segment is brought to you in part by Atlantic Medical Imaging, the diagnostic imaging provider of choice with the 11 locations to serve you in South Jersey. Press of Atlantic City, Steve Hughes, is always with us at this time of day, and we are glad that he takes the time to tell us what's in the Press of Atlantic City tomorrow. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
How was your trip to Syracuse?
It was pretty nice. No snow up there, surprisingly.
Really?
Yep, not a drop.
That's a long ride up there, though. But I guess it was a good time. So what's going on, Steve? What's going on in the news?
Well, our big story is going to be from one of our Cape May reporters, Cindy Nevitt, with help from another Cape May reporter, Mike Miller and Dan Skeldon, taking a look at some of the early morning flooding from this morning and a look ahead at what we'll be looking at tomorrow. The worst of it actually will be tomorrow morning, so if you got some water today, you should probably expect some tomorrow morning as well.
All right, and Dan Skeldon will be here around 5:30, definitely in the 5:30, because he'll be talking about all the what Steve is talking about. So, and what else is going on, Steve?
Well, we will also have a report from Christian Hetrick, our Atlantic City and our politics reporter, looking at Governor Christie's chances after the New Hampshire primary Tuesday night. Is Christie's really put a lot of emphasis on New Hampshire, so it would be interesting to see what happens there and what it might mean for his campaign going forward.
Okay, cool. And how about one more?
Last one is going to be from one of our business reporters, Max Real, and it's a look at a survey that AAA did, commuters' opinions on the roads. And the highest-rated roads were actually the toll roads, Garden State Parkway and the Atlantic City Expressway. But what's interesting is, you know, those are the roads that you have to pay to drive on, but the state is going to run out of money in June to pay for those repairs. So
okay.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens after that.
All right. You could read all of this good stuff in Press of Atlantic City online at pressofatlanticcity.com or, of course, on Newsstands Everywhere. Thanks, Steve, for your time.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, I want to thank Dr. Indra Sadambi for hanging in there while we did that. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Hello. Yes, good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a mutual friend, Michelle Gabe, who reached out to me and said she used to work with me at the work with us when she was doing some marketing for Golden Nugget, but now she's representing you and sounded like a really a great fit for the show. So thank you so much, Dr. Indra Sadambi. She is a leading addiction expert and medical director at the Center for Network Therapy. So, hi, doctor. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on?
I am with Center for Network Therapy. I'm a founder and a medical director of this center, which is an ambulatory detox in New Jersey. We are the first one who has been licensed to do this level of care in New Jersey. So we do the detox at an ambulatory. That means it's as an outpatient. We detox patients off of alcohol, benzos, and also opiates.
Okay. If you have any questions for Dr. Sadambi, am I pronouncing your name correctly, Sadambi?
Perfect.
Okay. If you have any questions for Dr. Sadambi, you can please call here at 609-927-1100. And I think that the thing that I was talking to Michelle about was, you know, especially in this area, gambling addiction is certainly something that comes up a lot. You know, when we do all our announcements here for casinos, we definitely always put the, you know, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. So are you seeing, do you see a lot of people for gambling addiction?
Yes, it is. You know, the way the gambling addiction comes to light is with when you're addressing the other addiction. Like, you know, people might present with an opiate addiction, and then you would see there is also gambling. You know, so most times you miss out on gambling addiction because we don't ask for it.
Ah, okay.
They would not present to you saying that I have a gambling addiction. It'll be because, you know, the financial down that they go through, the family is going to be, like, pressuring them to address that.
Are you seeing more issues with gambling addiction now that there seems to be more readily available casinos in every corner? I mean,
not only casinos, you know.
Right.
If you really look at it, it can be bingo that people use at church fundraising.
True.
Know?
Or
and
sports gambling. Or
used in the 12-step program, you know. That's what, it's a mind-boggling thing. Like they would say raffles, you know, 12-step program, you know. We are total abstinence. We are not going to allow you to use any, not even maintenance medication, you know, but then raffles is okay. They do not understand gambling is an addiction. It is a problem for the same substance abuser. They might have those gambling issues. So, you know, casinos kind of serve free alcohol for an active gambling person right there, you know.
So what are some of the signs that you might be developing an addiction?
See, not everybody who gambles has an addiction, you know. So you would see 2-4% of the population suffer from gambling. And the most prominent signs and symptoms are, like, they will be preoccupied with gambling. So they will tell you that they lost their control and they cannot afford to, you know, gamble anymore. But then they don't have money, they've been losing, but then they cannot stop the behavior. They develop tolerance and they have the withdrawal symptoms that they develop from not gambling, and they also gamble as a way of escape from their problems. Like when they feel depressed, they want to gamble, and they get stressed out, they want to scratch, you know, the off tickets and betting on a pool games or cards and raffles, you know. And also they gamble because there is a thrill that they get by taking big risk while gambling. You know, it's not mostly for the money, but it's for the thrill that they experience.
Right.
And one might also feel that they cannot stop gambling. And that is a sign, big sign for you that you're in trouble. Like, you know, it's a problem, pathological gambling. And they kind of feel relieved past gambling experiences. They just, you know, feel the pressure is off after they gamble, and they also start reliving the past gambling experiences.
So the way you describe it, it's similar to every. I mean, addictions, they all do that, right? No matter what
they
you're addicted to.
They all do that.
Right.
They start each addiction, like, you know, there is no difference at all between gambling addiction versus alcohol, cocaine, and opiates and benzodiazepine. Here, you know, they become very secretive about their gambling. They are lying to the, you know, loved ones, and they are getting into the illegal activity like stealing and, you know, selling, pawning stuff to go gamble, and then they will be risking the relationship because of the behavior that they exhibit, and they want the loved ones to bail them out. And at the end of it, they'll be feeling guilty. The whole cycle repeats, you know. So these are the major signs and symptoms of gambling.
We're talking to Dr. Indra Sadambi. She is a leading addiction expert. If you have any questions for her, 609-927-1100. And she's also the medical director at the Center for Network Therapy. And how do people get in touch with you, doctor?
They can, you know, call the center, 732-560-1080, and they will be able to get in touch with me.
And is it usually something that they come in and they spend time with you, or in group sessions, individually? What is the best?
The detox center operates from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and we have different modalities there. It's exactly like an inpatient setting, but then at the end of the day, they're going to their home to sleep in their own bed. That's the only difference. So they get the medication there. They get to talk to me. They get groups. They also have a 12-step program, like, you know, the AANA comes in and runs a group. So it's not an option. You're not going to ask you, do you want to do 12 steps? It's already folded in. So we are introducing everything to them while they are there in the detox.
And you're located in, central New Jersey, I would imagine.
In Middlesex, 333 Cedar Avenue, Middlesex, New Jersey.
Okay. And you can go to recoverycnt.com for more information, too. So I guess, you take health insurance, all that kind of stuff. So if I'm developing, you know, what I think is an issue, do you have any advice if I don't have the courage to go see a doctor? Anything that I could do, if you know, to try to battle this by myself or without medication?
The most important thing to, like, talk about the problem. Like, if one is developing gambling as a compulsive gambling, and they catch themselves and they say, there's a problem gambling, I have the urge to gamble despite I'm having harmful negative consequences, so I know that I've crossed the boundaries. Now I'm no longer a social gambler. Now I'm a pathological compulsive gambler, right? So I'm either chasing the losses that I've been through by gambling, or I'm chasing the highs that I get from taking huge risk, and that gives me the kind of rush. So now I need to talk about it. I need to listen to my family members who tell me that you've been excessively gambling, so I should be able to tolerate, to listen to what they have been asking me to do, and I can educate myself by, you know, talking to a therapist and opening up to my primary care physician and say, hey, I've been lately spending money, gambling, I'm unable to stop. Is there any way that I can be, you know, monitored, and I can be referred to the specialist? So going to a psychiatrist and talking to an addiction psychiatrist and talk about, you know, these are my activities, and family should start monitoring activities of these patients who come up with the gambling issues, and to be more involved with the person, with the loved one who has a problem, and to help develop coping skills. That's most important. And for them to have a good role model, you know, those who are recovered from gambling, they can be a good, role model for them. So going toward Gambling Anonymous will be very helpful, to have a sponsor, to be able to see, some, you know, how others took care of their gambling. And so I will be able to
absolutely
take my gambling urge. And also, while in recovery, gambling is, just to understand that gambling is a treatment medical condition which is treatable, you know, that gives you hope. It's not like I have a gambling issue, now I cannot get any help. It is a medical issue that can be treated. That's most important.
Okay.
And so they can refocus, you know, about their own illnesses and learn to revalue your flawed thoughts about gambling. That's most important for them. Once you have that hope and refocus and revalue themselves, they will be able to stop this cycle.
We're talking to Dr. Indra Sadambi. She is a leading addiction expert and medical director at the Center for Network Therapy. So I have one more question, and I'm going to let you go, doctor. So, you know, what we're seeing in South Jersey is something that I guess everyone is seeing around the country, is and it's something I'm sure you're seeing just a couple miles up the road from us, is the opiate issue, is pills, and which is gradually turning into, you know, heroin epidemic. Where do you see this going? How do you see this? It just seems to get worse and worse every day, and I'm sure you're seeing more of that now than you've probably seen in your entire career, correct?
Correct. The reason why it's, you know, out of control is because we are not really, as a treater, we are not addressing addiction the way we should. It's either, you know, one has to really look at the stigma and the shame associated with addiction. Most times when you talk to people in general with addiction, you know, be it gambling or alcohol or other drugs, illegal drugs like heroin, you know, prescription drugs like pain medication, benzodiazepine, they would always have this shame and stigma about themselves going downhill. They are not functioning as a mother or as a, you know, parent, as a wife, or as a CEO of a company. You know, they are a failure in general. That is the model that they come up with, and they do not act age appropriate, and they feel that they are not good enough. So if you develop, you know, if you develop an ear to listen to their shame and guilt, you have made a lot of progress. You should be able to tap on their resources, show them the positive thing, tell them, I believe that you want to. When they come for treatment, they are asking you to help me. Like, you know, I am helpless. I'm coming to you. And if they make a mistake, if I'm going to kick them out of treatment, they have no choice but to go to the streets and go buy, you know, illegal right. drugs and get overdose and die. You know, so we as treaters should have a better eye to listen to them.
Okay.
In the past, we have seen the psychiatric illness had the shame and stigma, and people wouldn't talk about it. Now, people would walk in and say, I'm depressed. I might be bipolar. I need medication. So we took the stigma and shame out of the equation, and most people are asking for help.
All right.
You know, so the same thing has to happen with substance abuse. We should be working with a patient.
Very
good. Taking them out is not an option. Work with them.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to wrap things up here. Thank you, Doctor, so much. And if you want to reach Dr. Indra Sadambi again, one of the best addiction experts that you're going to find, medical director at the Center for Network Therapy, you can just go to recoverycnt.com, recoverycnt.com. And if you ever have issues with this and you forget that number, I want you to call me here at 609-927-1100. We're always here for our listeners. If you need help to get in the right place, call this number, 609-927-1100, and we'll get you in touch with the doctor or someone else maybe that you might need help from. But once again, you can go to recoverycnt.com. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Evening. All right, let's take a little break. Off the Press with Scott Cronick. We'll be right back.
Off the Press with Scott Cronick is presented by Shore Medical Center and brought to you in part by the Atlantic Auto Group, the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, Cape Bank, and Dante Hall in the Ducktown neighborhood of AC.
W223CO Atlantic City.
Attention seniors, Shore Medical Center is now offering free senior socials every month developed by the volunteers at Shore. Shore Senior Socials are great events for seniors to mix and mingle, have some fun, win prizes, and hear from the experts at Shore on a variety of topics. And the next Senior Social will be held on February 10th from 3 to 4 p.m. The topic is identity theft protection, presented by Ocean City Home Bank. To RSVP or for more information, please call 609-653-3543.
Shore Medical Center's commitment to quality and safety is second to none. For the second consecutive year, Shore is the only medical center in Atlantic and Cape May counties to receive an A grade for quality and safety from the LeapFrog Group. Congratulations to Shore's clinical and support staff who work diligently every day to provide safe and quality care for our community. For more information, visit shoremedicalcenter.org. Shore Medical Center, healthcare at its best.
Hi, this is Mike Mack, General Manager at Atlantic Auto Group. Been turned down? Atlantic Chrysler Jeep knows credit, and we can help. Credit is simple. It's all about the relationship with the banks and the people inside the dealership. Our banks have millions to lend. Every credit application is accepted, and our goal is 100% credit approval. And with over 30 vehicles priced below $15,000, Atlantic Auto Group has something that will fit your budget. We can sell you a new car. The past is the past, and we're ready to move on. The question is, are you? Our banks want to say yes. Stop in today. We have Spanish-speaking sales specialists on site for all your shopping needs. Come see what it's like to have a whole new shopping experience. Fast, fun, and friendly. We can make car buying easy. So stop in. 6820 Tilton Road in Egg Harbor Township. Exit 36 off the parkway for the best deals. Believe me, you won't waste a trip. Look us up at iloveatlantic.com.
See dealer for details.
The Sabre Borgata Culinary Series is back with a series of food events designed for all. First, a night on the red carpet is Sunday, February 28th at 6:30 p.m. Join Wolfgang Puck American Grill's executive chef, Aram Mardigan, as we toast the movie industry's biggest night with small bites with Moe and Chandon Champagne. Then, on Saturday, March 12th at 4 p.m., enjoy a three-course menu that incorporates Jameson Irish Whiskey and cocktails at Jameson Irish Whiskey's Ode to St. Patrick. Tickets are on sale now at theborgata.com.
Space is limited. Must be 21 or older.
Show the weekdays a good time with rooms starting from $89 per night at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Escape to a world-class luxury resort. Hit a hot streak in our casino. Tempt your palate at one of our signature fine dining restaurants. Find something special in the boutiques. Or relax at Spa Tacare. Then laugh the night away with one of our comedians at the Music Box. Finally, retreat to your luxurious room. Book now for rates starting from $89 per night. Only at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The show that never ends. Visit theborgata.com for details. Certain restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Does weather matter to you? It does to us at News Talk 1400 WOND. That's why we bring you meteorologist Dan Skelton's forecast at least two times an hour, around the clock.
Minor tidal flooding this evening's high tide.
And unlike some broadcast outlets, we don't include forecasts that simply mention conditions at the beaches or down the shore. Our forecasts are prepared exclusively for Cape May and Atlantic counties, and they don't come from some distant forecasting service. They're prepared right here and updated around the clock by meteorologist Dan Skelton. Your weather source is News Talk 1400 WOND.
Off the Press with Scott Cronick continues on News Talk 1400 WOND.
All right, we're back with Off the Press with Scott Cronick as we head into the last 30 minutes of the first day of our new week, which is always fun. What do you think of the Super Bowl? Give me a call, 609-927-1100. Dave Weinberg will tell us what he thought in a little while after I'm going to give Dan Skelton a text right now because sometimes Dan needs a little nudge. So I'm going to give Dan a little nudge so that we can get him on the air because we have Dave Weinberg scheduled to come on in a little bit. When we get back from ABC News, we'll talk to Dan Skelton. And then Dave Weinberg about the Super Bowl. But phone lines are open, 609-927-1100, to talk about whatever it is that you would like to talk about as well. Don't forget to go say hi to Mike Mack, Atlantic Auto Group. All those great cars are ready for you to drive off the lot. Go to AtlanticAutoGroup.com. Trust me, you want one of those Grand Cherokees like I have. They're awesome. Be right back.
Cut through the day-to-day noise. The counsel from one investment analyst after another volatile day in the stock markets. At one point, the Dow was off more than 400 points, but rallied to lose around 175. J.J. Keenahan at TD Ameritrade says it's the nature of the beast right now.
This type of movement usually just doesn't end on a dime. You tend to see it, you know, take 6-8 weeks to sort of work itself out of the system.
For the day, the Dow was off 178 points. The Nasdaq lost 79. It's the day before New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Donald Trump has been attacking Jeb Bush, who's way behind in the polls. Hillary Clinton has been joined by her husband and daughter at campaign stops. As many as 30 people were injured when a charter bus heading from New York City to a casino in Connecticut crashed on a snowy I-95. Six people are hospitalized in critical condition. The government says its national average price for regular unleaded gasoline dropped 6 cents in the past week, now just under 176 a gallon. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Off the Press with Scott Cronick continues on News Talk 1400 WOND.
All right, welcome back to Off the Press with Scott Cronick. Celebrate Leap Day at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa with spa, hotel, and retail specials, sweepstakes, and more. Is your calendar booked solid? Well, Borgata's is. Tickets are available for Sophia Loren, the Isley Brothers, America, and many more. Plus, join us at a night on the red carpet, an award show viewing party at Wolfgang Puck American Grill on Sunday, February 28th. Tickets at theborgata.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And I will be broadcasting live from Borgata the last Thursday of this month as we are there for the Atlantic City Restaurant Week kickoff event, which is really a great thing. And we're going to have tickets for that Atlantic City Restaurant Week kickoff every Wednesday leading up to that Thursday event. So we're going to have a pair of those kickoff tickets. And I think that they are, I forget how much those tickets are, but it's a great event. Kickoff is at Borgata on that Thursday. What's that date? What's the last date of Thursday, Nick? What's that last day of the month?
25th.
That's Thursday? All right. So that's 25th, February 25th at Borgata. It's the kickoff to Restaurant Week, which is just a really great event where a lot of the great restaurants that will be on Restaurant Week this year, they'll be at this event, and you can get a sampling of all that stuff. There's just tons of great food, and it'll be at Borgata this year, which will be even a nicer event than it probably has been in the past. So just can't wait for that to happen. As we broadcast live from that event, we'll have Aram Mardesian of Wolfgang Puck American Grill. He'll be on to talk about that.